And gentlemen, please have a seat. Well, thank you again for coming to the decommissioning and the final closing of Parker Center. As you know, this was still an operational facility until just this last Friday, when the last people from Scientific Investigation Division went in to watch here Friday night. The place has been empty then, and there's no plans right now to have any additional people in here, and there's nobody working in here now. So it's officially a closed building, and we're here to honor this building and close it down for the last time. We are honored also to have some of our elected officials who've chosen to come here today. We're going to allow them just a few quick minutes to say a few things, a few last remarks about Parker Center, and we'll start off with Councilmember Jose Huizar.
Thank you very much. And indeed, what a historical day for the city of Los Angeles. Lots of history here, but also lots of pride. Lots of pride because this is a place where our men and women from the LAPD have served the city and served them well. You know, I was very excited, along, I'm sure, with my colleagues and the rest of the city when we opened up the new administration building in 2009. It reflects a new LAPD where, under the leadership of Charlie Beck, we have community-based policing. We have officers who work with our community to make our community safe. And here at the Parker Center, there's been a lot of history where not only a lot of movies were built, filmed, but it's also a place where we moved from a new type of policing in the 1950s. But you know, as we close this building, let's not forget that we're closing a building. But we're also keeping in mind and in memory those officers who have served in this building, those who have passed in the line of duty, and those who have served us well here in the city of Los Angeles. Congratulations, Chief Beck, and this certainly will be a building and an area that we miss as we move forward with the LAPD in serving the city of Los Angeles. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Now another council member, Mr. Tom Labonge.
Thank you very much. First and foremost, I want to say this is a Huelhauser day. Huel would be here if he was still with us. Give a big hand to Huelhauser. But Andy, come here, Andy. This is the greatest badge of any law enforcement agency in the world, of the Grand City Hall of Los Angeles, and this great police administration building, first named that, then for William J. Parker, is part of our history. So I salute all the men and women of the Los Angeles Police Department. My grandfather was a Los Angeles police officer, worked out of City Hall. I never spent time in Parker Center, but my brother spent some time in Lincoln Heights Jail. But that's it.
Thank you, Tom Labonge. A former Los Angeles police officer and now council member, Mr. Dennis Zine.
Thank you, and to the officers that are here, this brings back a lot of memories. I remember working out of this facility, Traffic Enforcement Division, on a motorcycle way back when, in the 70s, and many of the folks gathered here today remember the time that they would always go to Parker Center for some type of administrative activity. So there's a lot of memories here, and as we see this building demolished, move on to something else, as the leaves change, as the flowers change, as the season changes, another season. But what has remained consistent is the dedication of the members, sworn and civilian, of the Los Angeles Police Department to protect the people of the great city of the angels. So to all of the folks that are gathered here, all those memories, all those times in Parker Center are going to fade away, but the protection of the people of the city of the angels will continue. God bless you all. It's an honor to be here today. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember and Reserve Officer Zine. Another Reserve Officer, also Councilmember Mitchell Englander.
As a Chair of Public Safety, I wanted to come by, and just today is a bittersweet day. As we see the closure of this building officially close and opening the new chapters for the Los Angeles Police Department, this is really much more than a building, and a lot has been said about that already, but it's been the men and women that have served in this building and served the city well that will always be remembered, particularly the fallen officers over the years. A lot of the memories that have been made, not just in solving some of the most heinous crimes that have ever occurred here in Los Angeles, occurred in this building, but also memories of love, officers that have met each other and gotten married, all kinds of memories of long-term relationships that were forged in this building as well. A lot of great memories that were made that will last a lifetime way beyond this building. So I wanted to come by and say thank you to the chief, thank you to the department for everything that they continue to do and representing the city of Los Angeles. Thank you, Chief.
And we've also been joined by Assistant Chief Sandy Joe MacArthur, who's here as well. Now, the Chief of the Los Angeles Police Department, Charlie Beck.
What a beautiful day. What a historic day. You know, we just could not let this day go by without marking its passing. The building behind me, originally named the Police Administration Building, later, 1966, after the passing of William Parker, the Parker Administration Building, to us, it was always just the building. To people that got arrested and placed here, it was called the Glass House. But it's always been a central aspect of life in Los Angeles. Life as I have known it, anyway. My first recollection of Parker Center, I'm about yay high. My dad's a captain that runs Central Division out of here when we had a real division that worked out here. And I remember him taking me to the cafeteria on the 8th floor. Yep, there used to be a cafeteria on the 8th floor. All the SID folks are nodding their heads because we made them use the sinks in the meantime. But think of the history here. Think of the chiefs. Think of the tens of thousands of Los Angeles Police Department employees, sworn and civilian, that have worked out of here. You know, when this building was built, the ground was broken in 1952, the year before I was born. It wasn't completed till the year after I was born. But when it was completed, it was the most modern police facility in the nation. It housed our communication center, which now takes up all of that. It housed our jail, which is now in multiple facilities citywide. Our central traffic division, our central division that serviced all of downtown, all of our specialized detectives, the most modern scientific investigation division in the world at the time, was all here. This building was built for $6 million. The replacement building, $600 million. And it's not much bigger. Sirhan, the Hillside Strangler, which was Mr. Bona, all booked here. Charles Manson booked at this facility. This is the home of not only Dragnet, Joe Friday, did his interviews in these rooms, but also Adam 12, and countless police movies have been in, not only used this location, but have been inspired by this location. Some of the brightest days of the Los Angeles Police Department have occurred here, and also some of the darkest. I was working the day in 1992 when our parking kiosk was burned right next door. You know, part of history is what builds you. The history of Parker Center is what's formed what I think is now the best police department in the nation. And you can never deny your history. To deny your history is to deny the things that made you what you are. It is the adversity that has turned the Los Angeles Police Department into the organization that it is. It is the history, the ghosts and the glory of Parker Center that have made us what we are. You know, I always tell people, we owe so much to those that have gone before us, but we owe even more to the people who will follow us. And I think that's the history of the Los Angeles Police Department. Honoring those that went before us, the people that have worked at Parker Center, and those that continue behind us. Thank you all for being here. Thank you for recognizing the history of the Los Angeles Police Department and this turning of a page. Because as I said, this history is not closed. It's just continued. Thank you all. Annie.
Thanks, Chief. And if you watch behind me in just a moment, our honor guard is going to come up and they're going to lower the flags here at Parker Center for the very last time. While that's going on, we're going to be playing what's called an end of watch broadcast. When an officer retires, or even when some of our civilians retire, we make an end of watch broadcast for them. It's a short 1 or 2 minute segment that's broadcast citywide over the air, and it tells a little bit about that person's history, how long they've been on the job, some of the important jobs that they've done, and some of the things that they've been through. So we have an end of watch broadcast produced by our own public service rep, a police service representative, Kevin Mayberger, and we're going to play that for you right now. It's about 3 minutes long. Direct your attention to the honor guard over here.